Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultralife. And this week I am joined by a young man that I got to meet while we were doing this really strange Strava challenged loop for what seemed like ages. And we found out that we moved pretty well together. And so we got to spend a ton of time together. So let's welcome in Mr. John Willard. John, you ready to go for a 1.93 mile run?
Sure.
All right, man. We'll go
As long
hit
as it's
that
not
loop
around Lake
up again.
Christopher. Yeah.
Have you done that loop since the challenge?
Not the whole loop. One day that it snowed, I was in the ruts of cars, so I was forced to go around the lake. But I think that's the only time I've been around the lake since.
I haven't even been around the lake since the challenge stopped.
I don't blame you.
If I don't see that anytime soon, I'm cool. I'm absolutely cool with not seeing it. Wow.
Exactly.
That was insane. So we're going to get into that a little bit, but why don't you tell us a little bit about who Mr. John Willard, who I endeared with the nickname Mr. Steady, is when he's not out rocking a Strava challenge and doing strange runs all over the place.
I'm a mechanic by trade, so I work for my buddy at 757 Automotive out of Virginia Beach. Been working there for about 8 years now, I believe. Before that, I was did all kinds of jobs. Worked in a kitchen as a sous chef for a little while. Drove a septic truck. Did plumbing. I did all kinds of stuff before that.
Wow, that's amazing. And now, where are you from originally?
I'm from Virginia Beach. Actually, I was born in Portsmouth, but I've lived in Virginia Beach my whole life.
Awesome. Where'd you graduate from high school?
Princess Anne High School.
Princess Anne High School. There you go.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Cool. And so now, having spent a lot of time with you, I realize that you have got quite a story of overcoming addiction, losing a ton of weight and everything. Kind of, jump us in there, thread your kind of family in there also. Tell us a little bit about your family as well, but kind of take us on this journey that John's been on.
All righty. Well, my mom was a teacher and my dad was a lawyer. Both of them, they didn't have me until they were older. My dad was actually a Vietnam veteran. So he went to Vietnam, came back, went to law school. Then they got married and had me, obviously. So I think my mom was like 40 and my dad was 45 when I was born.
Wow.
I have three older sisters. I'm the youngest. And none of them, my one sister still lives in Virginia Beach. The other two live, one lives in Zuni and the other lives in Stanton, Virginia.
Okay.
And then growing up, pretty much I lived in Kings Grant until I was about 3 or 4 years old. Then we moved to Pembroke Meadows area over there by Town Center. And I lived there for close to 30 years. And
Wow.
then when I was about 33, I moved over here towards Kempsville area.
Cool. And you're married?
Yes.
And how many kids?
I have two of my own and two stepchildren.
Cool. And your two of your own are in Williamsburg, is that right?
Yes, they live in Williamsburg with their mother.
Awesome. And how old are they all?
Johnny is 12, Paige is 14, Macy is 15, and Peyton is 12.
Wow. So when you have all four in the house, that's a busy house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Every other weekend, it's extremely busy.
Oh my gosh. That's gotta be insane, man.
Nonstop video gaming and kids yelling at the video game.
That's why the Strava challenge was peaceful for you, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, somewhat. And then you miss the chaos when you're not around, you know what I mean?
Right. So tell us a little bit about your journey to being sober and then this amazing journey of the weight loss and everything.
Well, when I was about 32, my dad died of prostate cancer. And so that kind of got down in the dumps, you know what I mean? Was just abusing substances, eating way too much food, just trying to numb myself out. And then about 4 months later, my best friend died in a DUI car accident in Virginia Beach. And then I think it was about another maybe 6 months to a year of just doing the same stuff. I decided one day I just had enough and I started waking up in the morning and walking. I think it started with about 3 miles or so, maybe at first. I'd walk like 3 miles before work, maybe 3 miles after. Changed my whole diet, stopped eating fast food, stopped drinking soda, gave up caffeine, gave up energy drinks, all that. And I think it was about 33 is when it like really started. And then I started walking more. And I think for a good year or so, I used to get up every morning around 5 before work and walk 8 to 10 miles, and then probably do another 3 or 4 after work. A little bit of run walking stuff in there, but not much running at all until I think about spring of last year, I started going to Kempsville Run Club. Before that, I mainly ran a couple 5Ks. I'd occasionally run a 5K on the treadmill at the gym. But I think it got more serious once I started running with them and seeing what kind of mileage everybody was putting down. It gave me the itch to start doing it myself.
Right. And so, like, you're getting up and you're spending what, 3 or 4 days a week just walking 8 to 10 miles, right?
Easy, probably more than that. When I was super obsessed, I think I went from, in 14 months, I went from 390 pounds to 180 pounds.
Wait a second, 390 to 180 in 14 months.
Yeah, in 14 months. That was when I was
That's
super obsessed. Like,
incredible.
I was obsessed with my step count. That was always my goal. Like, I had to hit a certain step count every day. That's what I used to try to do at least.
That's amazing. And during this whole time, you're moving into this sober lifestyle, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that had to have been an amazing journey. I mean, how did you cope with that mentally, getting rid of all the stuff, dropping all the weight? I mean, what was going on mentally in your
I think
life?
I just kept moving the whole time, so I didn't really have time to sit around and think about it until years later. For those first good year, like I said, about 14 months, I was just so con like I literally the second I got home from work, a lot of times I wouldn't even change my work clothes. I'd throw on a pair of running shoes. Actually, I had really terrible shoes at the time. I was wearing the same shoes I wore to work, and my sister, who lived in Stanton, Amazoned me a pair of, like, I think they were New Balance 1080s or something. That was the
That's
first decent
awesome.
pair of shoes I had, and put a whole lot of miles on those shoes. But yeah, I just kept moving the whole time. I'd wake up early, instantly start moving. You know what I mean? Get out the door, go walk, no matter if it was cold, raining, whatever. I think I've walked in tropical storms, all kinds of stuff. It
That's
was just a
amazing.
non-negotiable. I just made myself get up and do it, whether I felt like doing it or not.
And you developed a very efficient walk. I mean, you walk at a very, very efficient pace.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't at first, that's for sure. I think when I first started walking, I was around like 17, maybe 20-minute miles, and it felt hard to do. And then I walked for so long, I felt like every single day. Nowadays, a 15-minute mile is more slow for me. I can probably walk up to like a 13, 12-minute mile or so if I'm really getting it.
Yep, I found that out quick. You're
Yeah.
very efficient in that 12 to 14 space
Yeah.
consistently, but you can get it down into the 11-minute mile walking.
Yeah, probably so. If I tried real hard, for sure.
Yep, that's so amazing. I love your story and just 14 months of just being obsessed, but going down 200 pounds. I mean, that is so huge, man.
Oh no, it was definitely life changing. I was on the road to a heart attack, honestly, because my dad had a heart attack, I think, when he was around 50. His nephew had a heart attack, probably. I think he was younger than that. He was probably 40 or so when he had a heart attack. I was definitely on the road to it, and I'm glad I changed things up.
No kidding. So let's talk a little bit about the challenge. So how did you find out about the challenge and describe it for us a little bit?
At Run Club on Wednesday night, I remember seeing on Instagram that was like Jeff has a special route for anybody who's trying to run it. I think we were at Farmhouse Brewery right up the street, and then I got there and I was like, what's this special route we're running, Jeff? He's like, oh, we're gonna announce it here in a second. And then they announced it. So I think I did three segments that night. I figured I was gonna get a quick head start on everybody else since I was there.
Yep. So you got the quick head start with three, and then you did a couple more the next morning too, right?
Yeah, the next morning I went out and I think I walked those. The first three I ran with the club, and then the next morning I went out and I think I walked three or four more segments.
Yep. And then was it the third day that you were doing it that Charles Spencer showed up and dropped,
I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was
16?
the third day. Yeah, he dropped the 16 real quick on me.
Did that like freak you out a little bit? It's like, where'd this dude come from?
Yeah, I told him at first when I seen him, because I seen him from a little while away, we didn't really meet up or anything on the segment. I thought it was Adam, but
Right.
I found out later that it wasn't, obviously. But yeah, and then after that, I figured I was, man, I got to step it up. So the next morning, I believe I went out and ran 14 miles in the rain.
Yep. So you've got so and you on the fourth day actually went ahead of Charles, right?
Yep. I believe he hurt himself or he tweaked something in his knee or something, I think Adam had said.
Right. So now you're kind of the only one that's really out there because nobody else had really started it yet, right?
No, I think it was just me and him. A couple people from the club had a couple segments, but nothing like they weren't going after it or anything, I don't think.
Right. So then, like, it was Saturday. No, it was Sunday morning. All of a sudden, Adam jumps on the scene, right?
Oh yeah, I saw him Saturday. I went out early, and I think I walked like 18 miles or something that morning. But he did a couple segments with the run club. He was running with Mike and Matt, I think. And but they didn't start the segment in the right spot, so they didn't count, I believe. So Sunday was his first actual day.
Okay. So, but the whole time, I mean, because Instagram was kind of going crazy and Strava was going crazy because Jeff made the announcement and, everybody's like, oh, Adam, this is perfect for you. So, were you thinking, okay, what is this guy going to drop on me?
Oh, I knew he was coming and he was going to be relentless. I already knew it was coming. I was just trying to get as far ahead as I could before he started.
Right. Because you had met Adam through Kessel Run Club a couple times, right?
Oh, yeah, I've met him a couple times. I don't think we ever ran together or anything, maybe once or twice. But yeah,
Right.
I knew who he was for sure and that he did longer races and stuff like that.
Okay. So basically you're now sitting there looking and you're going, okay, Adam's in this thing now. And then I popped in just for the fun of it. So what were you thinking like when Adam and I jumped into this challenge?
Oh, I knew it was going to be a long one. That's when I decided, I think about then, to stop running and start just walking as far as long-term longevity of it. I knew if I ever tried to run that I would end up hurting myself or not be able to recover fast enough to be able to be back out there every single day.
Right. So Monday was kind of the first day that Adam went out there for like serious, because didn't he drop like six segments in the morning?
I think so. Yeah, he did
And
six
then,
segments in the morning and six segments at night, I believe.
right. So that was when it was like, ooh, this dude's really serious about this thing. So what was your kind of mindset? Because I know you were in this to win it from the very beginning, because I mean the prize was, a free entry into the J&A Shamrock Marathon, right? Were you like doing math, trying to figure out, okay, how many segments do I have to do to stay ahead of Adam?
Not at first. I was just trying to hold my ground and not let him gain segments on me. And then
Okay.
a couple of days, I was so tired from waking up early that I was like, oh, well, I'll just give him a couple segments today, give him a couple segments tomorrow. I gotta be able to keep going for the long run of it. I don't think
So
I got
what?
into the math of it until me and you started talking about it more. You know what I mean?
Right,
Then I started
right.
getting in my
So
head about the math of it.
what was the biggest lead that you had? Do you
I
remember?
am not sure. I think it might have been. I know when he first started, I think I was already 32 segments up, I believe.
Okay.
I think the biggest lead was when I tapped out and stopped going. I think I had 37 segments, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was, I want to, in my head, I have like 38. And at one point, like the day before you tapped out, you were up by 42.
Yeah, it might have been that. I know it was like around 37 was when I had tapped out. I was up by
Right.
37.
Yeah. So when you tapped out, so you were at 129 when you tapped out, right?
Yep, 129.
Okay. So now what was going on in your body? Because you were fighting through some stuff and then it just got overbearing. So tell us a little bit about what was going on in your body.
A little bit was mental, a little bit was physical. Left Achilles, I believe it was. First, I thought it was just my calf, but I think it was my left Achilles was really tight. And then I could walk for about 30, 40 minutes, maybe close to an hour, and then it would start hurting really bad. You know what I mean? Where I had to slow down and almost alter my gait to keep walking. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh,
Yep.
that's not good. So I think I did about a day of it like that. And then the bottom of my feet, I made the mistake of wearing my trail shoes out there one morning, and it was just The socks, I wore thick socks with it, just did not agree. And both the balls of my feet got blistered really, really bad. And
Like
that was also,
under the skin you had the blister, so it wasn't even like something that you can mess with.
no, it was like under calluses under my balls of my feet. It was really
Oh my
strange. I've
gosh.
never had blisters like that before in my life.
Yep. So you doctored your feet up a little bit and still kept on gamely trying to get out there and do it.
Yeah, I got some Tiger Balm and then put that on there. I finally felt like the blisters had popped a little. They were still super sore and raw, like the right underneath my toes almost on the balls of my feet. And then I think it was I was at work that day and having to walk around on my heels and stuff, like, because it hurt so bad to step on the balls of my feet. And I was just thinking, man, I don't know if I can do this. And the weekend was coming, the weather was supposed to be bad. I was like, man, I'm gonna be out there all weekend because I know Adam is not gonna play. You know what I mean? So I was just came to the decision. I was like, man, I gotta be able to work and stuff. I can't do this again all weekend. I'm just gonna let him do his thing.
So what did it feel like when you finally made that decision to tap out? Was it a relief? Was it disappointment? What were the
A
kind of
little bit of
feelings
both.
you were
It
going
was
through?
a relief at first, you know what I mean? And then maybe a day or two later, I was thinking once my feet started to feel better, my Achilles didn't feel bad. I'm like, man, I probably could keep going. You know what I mean? But I was like, nah, I'm just gonna be smart with it. 'Cause I know if I would have kept going, I think Adam would have done almost anything he could to have won that. And he'd end up getting it still, honestly, in my opinion.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, what are some of your best memories of the challenge?
I'd have to say best or worst. No, the
Yeah,
best
best,
was probably
best.
just the fist bump. So every time Adam went around, be able to have conversations with you. Like I said, I think we spent probably over 100 miles together, talked about all kinds of stuff. Just, and I'd say probably that Saturday when he came out and laid down a half marathon, and then I think I walked like 24 miles. And then he came back and laid out a half marathon, I think. And by that time, I think he was up by like two segments or something. So then I went back out there and walked another two segments, I think, or three, just to be like one up on him for the day. And then he came back out and said, I think he put on Strava dessert miles. So he came back out and did six. So he got up on me. It was just a little chess move thing I had sent him on Strava. It was funny.
So it was kind of fun playing some of the chess moves that you two were doing, wasn't it?
Oh no, it was fun for sure. It was definitely, like I told Adam, it's something I'll never forget the rest of my life. I had a lot of fun doing it.
That is awesome. So what did you prove to yourself in the challenge?
I definitely proved to myself that I'm capable of more than I thought, because when I started that challenge, I did not think it was going to go to that level. You know what I mean? I was thinking until Adam started it, because at first I thought he had no interest in it. You know what I mean? Because it had been a couple days. I was like, oh, he's not even going to start. I was thinking, man, I'll just go walk my little 4 miles, run maybe 8 to 10 miles twice a week there, you know what I mean? And be able to lock it in like it's no problem because I live literally a quarter mile from it. But no, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, 'cause you knew I had announced from the very beginning I'm doing 100. So you knew you had to get to 100, right?
Yeah, exactly. I knew I had to get to 100, but I was thinking, man, like before you had started too, I would have guessed how many segments I would have had to have done. It would probably been like 75 or 80, I figured would take it, because it didn't feel like anybody else was trying or gonna go after it.
It was an amazing challenge. So, biggest kind of takeaway that you'll carry with you as you move forward in life.
Never to doubt yourself that you're capable of way more than you think you could do. Like I said, I didn't. I think that one Saturday I walked like 40 plus miles, I believe. It was probably the biggest step count I've ever taken a day. I think it was like 78,000 steps or something. And then
So
went right
you
back
found out
after it the
you can
next day.
go far, huh?
No, for sure. Like I said,
So
when I started, I never thought I would have gone to that level, but me and Adam both were pushing each other hard, I believe. Like I would do some and then he would do more, and then I would do more, and then he would do more.
So does it show you that your body and your mind can push way harder than you ever thought you could push?
Oh, for sure. Especially your mind, I believe now. You know what I mean? If it's just like your body can keep going as long as your mind is in it.
So are there things that you're dreaming about attempting now? after this challenge?
For sure, I kind of want to do like a more like a timed event or something, like a 24 hours to see what I could
Okay.
do in 24 hours with like a run walk, you know what I mean? Not just straight walking. I think that was the problem with this challenge, is that it was 3 weeks long. If it had been shorter, I think I would have done better, you know what I mean? Mentally
Yeah.
wise, after
Yeah.
about 2 weeks, I think I was just worn down from it.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I know I did it 2 weeks and it was like, okay, that's enough. That's like
Yeah.
that was fun. It was cool. There's my 200 miles. I'm good. I'm done. So yeah, 2 weeks was the ultimate limit. So would you like to try like a 24 hour?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Something like that, like a 24-hour. I think the time thing, instead of like a something with a cutoff, would be better to do the time thing than something with a cutoff. Less stress or anxiety of making that cutoff. You know what I mean?
And plus, I mean, in a timed event, it's the perfect event to find out how much you can do because you're never too far away from like aid. So like, you know, the Virginia 24 is the end of April and it's a 3.75 mile loop. So, you know, there's things like that. There's a Green Springs 24 hour that's in Williamsburg that I believe the loop is, I want to say it was like a 2.5 mile loop, but you're back to the same spot all the time. And it's perfect just to find out, okay, how far can I go in a 24 hour period?
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Yeah, I think
Or
you'd do
even like I
awesome.
want, or even like a 50K or something. Like a, I
Right.
wanted to do the Seashore 50K, but I would end up hurting my knee like right before
Yeah.
it happened, so I didn't end up doing it.
So now you're going to run the Shamrock half marathon, correct?
Yep, I'm gonna do the half. It's gonna be my first road half. The only other half I've ever done was the Hanson Hollows Trail half.
Right. And you had a great time. And what you finished the Hanson Hollows, and what was your time?
Just a hair over 2 hours. I think it was 2 hours and 49 seconds or 2 hours and 50 seconds.
Awesome. So do you have a goal for Shamrock?
I was thinking 145, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to hit it. As long as I'm like around 150 or so, I'll be happy. Anything under 2 hours, honestly, I'm happy, but I think I'll do
Awesome.
better than that is do have doing it on the road as opposed to trails.
Right. So now, are you going to run that with anybody or are you just going to line up and shoot?
I think a buddy of mine, a couple different people I know are shooting for around the same time. So I told him if I bump into him on the course, I'm just going to try to hang with him for as long as possible.
Perfect. And who's that? Is that Steven?
No. Eddie
Oh, okay, cool.
that runs with 0.2 and stuff with Jeff and them. Yeah, I think he's shooting for a 145 too, so.
Awesome. Awesome. I think that's totally doable with, I mean, your
Oh, it's
gait is
doable. I
phenomenal.
always tend to doubt myself, so I'm not gonna say that's what I'm going for, but hopefully I can get around there. I think I should be able to do about that.
Yeah, I totally believe you can do that. So, I mean, I think it's right there. I think mentally you're stronger than you think you are.
For sure. That's why I said I always tend to doubt myself. Like I used to, before I started running longer races, when I just run little 5Ks and stuff, I'd always get in my head like, oh man, I'm not gonna be able to finish this, but obviously I can, no problem. It's just something I think I'm got in my head from back in the day. Like sometimes it's you still feel like you're the same person you were a long time ago, you know what I mean?
It's hard to shed that sometimes. It's hard
No, for
to, you
sure.
know, let go of who you were and step into who you're becoming.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Like somebody asked me, you know, what my favorite part of the challenge was, and I was like, meeting John. You know,
Cool, yeah.
I probably would have never met you if we had never done this challenge. And so, you know, for me, the best part of this whole challenge was, you know, meeting you and getting to spend an immense, we spent a lot of time together.
A
I
whole
don't
lot of
even know
time.
how many
Not
hours we spent together. I know that in
worth
that
an hour.
2 week period, I spent more time with you than I did with my wife. So,
No, it's same here. Definitely
yeah, that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy.
was.
Yeah. But I mean, it was. So the biggest memories for me was, you know, some of those stupid, ridiculous long things we did in the rain. Yeah, and thinking, you know, normal people get out of the rain. We're just
Yeah.
out there plugging away.
Oh yeah,
So
that one night though, me and Adam were the only ones out there. It was bad. I think it was like 38 degrees and raining or something. It was terrible.
that was the night the wind chill fell to 29 and you two
Yeah.
are
Yeah,
out there pounding the pavement and I'm just
it
sitting at
was
home in my nice warm home with my nice warm blanket on going, Well, I'm not that weird. So, like, I'm not
Yeah.
out doing this challenge in the rain and the 29 degree real feel. So
I think
that
that's
was
what had
crazy.
kind of broke me mentally too, because it was supposed to rain that whole weekend and be around the same temperature, maybe a little bit warmer. And I was
Exactly.
just thinking to myself, man, do I really want to keep doing this? I'm already
Yep.
over 2 weeks into it.
That's why that Friday afternoon, I was like, okay, I got this short little gap of really nice weather, so I'm gonna hammer it and get as close to 100 as I can so that I can finish up on Saturday because I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
blame
that was awesome.
you.
Well, I
It was
appreciate you coming out for my last loop too. My last,
oh
what
yeah,
did we
for
do?
sure.
Three together, right? Two or three?
I did two with you. I think your last, you did three, but I did the last two with you, me and Jeff.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was so much fun spending time with you that last time. And knowing
Yeah,
that I was
done
done, I was like,
with you.
I'm finished. I am never going to run this loop ever again. Do you think you'll ever go out and do it again just for the hell of it?
Not the same loop, but I'll definitely run Lake Christopher again. I used to always walk and run Lake Christopher anyway, so. But
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll
not
probably
that
do Lake
actual
Christopher,
segment.
but I don't think I'll actually do that segment ever
No, not
again.
the kick out of that segment, nope.
That was insane. You spent 131 segments of that. I spent 100 segments of that, and Adam finished up with 153 segments of it. And I'm just
Yeah,
sitting there
that's a
going,
lot.
"That's a lot of miles around there." But we did meet some really nice neighbors.
Oh no,
Had
for
good
sure. One
conversations
lady
with
said to
them.
me, "Oh, you're back again. Like I haven't left yet." I think it was like 2 or 3 hours later.
Some of those people had to think, these people are insane.
Yeah,
It
for sure.
was so much fun. It was so much fun. So, Shamrock's next. Do you have any plans like through the spring or anything?
Not really, not yet. I normally run like the Dog Street 5K with my son. I'll probably do that one and then. I don't know. I haven't really made any other plans yet as far as running goes or anything.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And then we're going to go out and run the Matthews Marathon together. So that'll be
Oh,
fun.
yeah, that's been fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a different one. So I, 'cause I mean, heck, man, that's like small town. I like smaller events than the, big crush of, I have to run the 8K with one of my manufacturers at Shamrock, and I'm sitting there going, I can't even picture 10,000 people running
It's
4.2
definitely
miles.
gonna be crazy. I've never ran a big race like that. Like I said, I've only ever done little tiny 5Ks. I think the Dog Street 5K is the biggest race I've ever ran in Williamsburg.
Yeah. There's got to be a lot of people down at the Shamrock
Oh
when
yeah,
you
I'm
run
gonna
it.
have to make sure to get there early and get parking and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be insane, but you're going to have a good time. So, and
Oh yeah, it's
it'll
gonna
be
be
over
fun.
quickly. I mean, less than 2 hours, so you'll be good.
Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. It's gonna
That
be
is
fun.
awesome. That is awesome. Well, man, I'm so proud of, where you've come, how far you've come. In 5 years, where you've come and where you are today, that's phenomenal, dude.
Oh, no, appreciate it. Thank you.
You
Definitely
got
been
it.
it's a everyday challenge, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you know what? You've proven you're up to any challenge, aren't you?
Oh no, that's for sure too.
There you go. That is so awesome. Well, you know what? Let's kind of start wrapping this thing up. We call this podcast the Living and Ultra Life Podcast. So when you hear that expression, what's the first thing that pops in your head?
Living life to the fullest,
There you
like
go.
every day is your last.
Yeah, I think I shared with you the verse that I took it from, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and give you life to the full. Man, I watch you and how far you've come and where you are and just your steadiness in the challenge. You are definitely living life to the full.
Trying to.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Thanks, Brent.
Dude, it's so good to spend a little time with you. And I can't wait to spend a little more time on the feet with you. I let me know when you're ready to do your first 24. I'll do it with you.
Heck yeah, that sounds like a deal there.
All right, man. Well,
Right,
John, that'll do it for this. Thank you so much for spending a little time with me.
thanks, Mike. Oh yeah, it's
All
a
right, buddy.
pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.